This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Mego, be honest.
This song is about me. Yeah. That's the question, right, that you were going to ask?
It is by the artist whose name is exactly what we all can't wait to do whenever we hear other people talk mock drafts, Jet. The honest question of the hour, and this is WEI Afternoons. Thank you guys for joining us. And a gentle reminder, our draft coverage on WEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy. Upgrade your air conditioning system before the summer rush. Visit McFarlandEnergy.com. By Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Get your sex life back on track. NortheastMen'sHealth.com.
What's that voice?
I don't know why I felt compelled.
That was incredible, Fitzy. Continue, please.
Yeah, get your sex life back on track, bro. I don't know why. God bless everybody that can do those reads and do them seamlessly without ever batting a lash or just, okay.
You know, Janice, hey, listen. Hello?
Janice, why can't we get our sex life on track?
Janice, I love you. We'll figure it out.
And by the way, anyone that's like, Northeast Men's Health didn't pay for all of this nonsense and this riffing, they've been mentioned three more times than they normally would, so they're probably very healthy. Plus, ask Ted Johnson how it works. He'll tell you. Right, Ted? I thought you were going to have a TED drop ready for me, Stiz. And, of course, our draft coverage is brought to you by Lucky Energy, the number one energy drink in Massachusetts. All right. So, Mego, here's the honest question of the hour. Are you more excited to learn who the Patriots will take in the first round, or are you more excited to not have to talk mock drafts for 10 months?
Oh, I'm still looking forward to the draft. I know I get a little grumpy during this time of year because It does get so silly. And especially with a draft like this one, which frankly just looks like it blows. Like, we do end up just going over the same storylines over and over and thinking about, okay, it's mock draft 7.0. Or what trades could possibly happen? Let's get crazy. At the same time, I am looking forward to it because it does mean a lot for the Patriots. So even though it's kind of a stinky draft, like, I'm still excited for draft night. I'm excited for our all-night draft night party with Christian Arcan.
Oh, my God. It's going to be an absolute dude-a-palooza in there. You, me, Arcan, Shime, Lyons is calling in. Speaking of which, we're just about a half an hour away from John Lyons calling in to tell us what it was like to be in the mighty presence of Jordan and attend the University of North Carolina football practice over the weekend. So you're not going to want to miss that as well. I'm with you, and I guess I'm probably just a little mock draft fatigued, a little jaded, trying to parse out, analyze, become an expert on every possible tackle the Patriots may take in the first round, trading back into the first round. Who's a worthy second-round prospect? If they liked him enough in the second round, shouldn't they have just taken him in the first round in the first place? Why'd you pass up on this guy? Who are they going to trade back with? The quarterbacks all suck out loud in this draft. Like, you can only do it for so long before eventually you just get to that, okay, it's time to be there. It's draft time. I don't know if I can keep doing this anymore. Because, like, there aren't a lot of new names that pop up. There aren't, like, we haven't had many new rumors. It's, I think we kind of stalled out recently with the idea that, like, okay, Travis Hunter's going to go too. Abdul Carter tweeted out a photo of Lawrence Taylor, you know, a couple days ago. So he wants to go be the next great linebacker slash edge rusher on the Giants and continue that legacy. So you're faced with Will Campbell, Membu, Jalen Walker, or trading back. We've kind of done that whole rondelay a number of times. I think now that's why we probably are trying to make something more out of this than it is with the whole Derek Carr injury, which we teased over just before we caught up with the 4 o'clock hour here. So Derek Carr has this shoulder injury. I don't know if it's a tear, an impingement, or whatever the medicinal term is, but his shoulder's blanked up, and he may miss a significant portion of, if not the entirety, of the 2025 NFL season. Bet you wish you held on to Joe Milton for a couple days longer now, huh, Wolf, Vrabel, and company, eh? Okay, so Joe Milton's gone. He's in Dallas. The Saints might very well not have a quarterback, period, unless you're, you know, talking about the Rattler. So is there any chance the Saints like one of these quarterbacks between Jackson Dart and Shedeur Sanders, who you heard Tom Pelissero from NFL Network speaking about just moments ago? Is there any chance they like one of these quarterbacks enough to want to jump the gun, move up to 4, offer the Patriots, according to the Jimmy Johnson or Rich Hill draft chart, maybe a second-round pick so they can grab one of these guys, start their QB development process with rookie head coach Kellen Moore, and then put the Patriots in a position to take best available at 9 and then be able to maneuver back into the first round with 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and 2/3.
I think most of us are in favor of the Patriots trying to trade back and get more value, right? And yeah. I say that by trying to accrue more draft capital, whether it's a second-round pick in this draft or next year's draft. I think most of us look at what's there after the first 3. And from the outside, we feel like, if it's kind of just like a flattened out landscape, then don't you just want to pick up something a little extra when you're in such a tough position of your rebuild? That said, like, even if you're at 9 and you're thinking about taking an offensive tackle, in quotations, somebody who you want to play left tackle, I just increasingly feel uncomfortable with most of the top half of this first round of the draft trying to find that. Like, the names that are out there, I was thinking about Mike Reese in his Sunday football notes for ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. I was reading, he pointed out that the Patriots have drafted offensive linemen in 12 consecutive drafts.
12?
And I want to read you the names and tell me when to stop when you feel like you have somebody who is an impactful, meaningful player. This is not just tackles. This is including centers and guards. Okay. I'm gonna go through these names, and I'm going to exempt last year because Caden Wallace and Laydon Robinson, I still think it's early for offensive linemen. Hopefully those guys are contributors, but it doesn't seem like they're very hopeful for that either. Okay,
all right, so stop. All right, Froholt, stop.
Yeah, so this is going 2023. Ready?
Yep.
Tell me when to stop.
Okay.
Jake Andrews?
Nope.
Cidiso?
Nope.
Antonio Maffey?
Nope.
Cole Strange?
Nope.
Andrew Stuber?
Stuber!
William nope. Sherman?
Who?
Dustin Woodard. Hjalte Froholt.
Hjalte Froholt. Yeah, plays okay. for the Texans now.
Isaiah Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Garcia.
Nope.
Connor McDermott.
Oh, man, that guy. Nope.
Joe Tooney.
Yes.
Okay, that was 2016, Fitzy.
It's been since 2016. They haven't hit on a lineman in almost a decade.
And so I was talking to somebody about this earlier today, and I was saying that I know that it's Vrabel's show now, and it's going to be different, and you're going to evaluate differently, but I still feel such lack of confidence about what the Patriots can evaluate with offensive linemen. And back in those days, you had Dante Scarnecchia on your staff. And so I look at it and I go, I'm just really uncomfortable thinking about swinging, reaching for Membu or for Will Campbell. Like, I'm getting to the point where I'm talking myself so far out of that. And somebody I was talking to was saying, yeah, but, you know, they're drafting at 4 now. They haven't drafted that high up for a lineman. With Cole Strange, it was the first round, but it was way further back in the mid-20s.
And they traded back and avoided taking a lot of impactful players in the process.
Right. But I'm also thinking, Fitzy, what have we heard about this draft? Some people think between 4 and 12 or 4 and even 20, it's just a flat landscape of talent. And so I know this is a lot of offensive line talk, but this is why I sit here going, I know we bitch about the arm length and like, oh, it's 33 versus 32 and 5/8, but it's because they've been so bad at drafting offensive linemen. It's been 9 years since you've had an impactful guy there, let alone a left tackle, which is one of the most premium, top three premium positions on offense. And so, yeah, I'm worried about them swinging with a stick and pick at 4 or trying to bump back to 9 and take Membu there. Like, I don't feel good about either of those options as we sit here today.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, it's not just that, you know, doing a stick and pick at 4 and taking Jalen Walker. He could be awesome. I mean, it might be a great pass rusher, linebacker. It could be Dont'a Hightower 2.0. Who knows? It's not that. Will Campbell could be Tony Boselli. I don't know. He might be Peter Skoronski. Could be Zach Martin. Could be the next Isaiah Wynn. I don't know. It's just, I know unsexy is the new sexy of the 2025 draft, so we just have to live with it, which is, I believe, also part of the reason why we have such mock draft fatigue at this point. I just can't, like, no one has come out and told me. Skarnecchia has said he could play. Others said, don't worry about it. He's going to be fine. Some have said it's not going to work out. There's been just enough doubt that people have put out there that has made me not want to go behind the paywall and become a card-carrying member of the Will Campbell Draft at 4 club. I just can't. I just can't get behind it. It's not certain enough. If you have to nail this pick, and like you said, the currents of the world and beyond have told us 4 through 12 or 4 through 20 or beyond could all be the same level of talent for those players, then if you have a chance to get two of those players by moving back to 9 or 8 or 10, or if someone wants to make you a crazy offer, do it, because what are the odds, Mego, that you're going to find someone that works out in the flat plains of 4 through 20 talent-wise if you take two of those players? If you can draft one at 9 and then trade back in at 20 and grab a receiver and a tackle, or grab a tackle and a linebacker, or an edge rusher and a tackle, aren't the odds just that much greater that you're actually going to find someone that's going to hit as opposed to if you only take one?
I hope so. Like, if we are looking at this draft as the value is really in the middle rounds, then I'm agreeing that you should get out of the 4 spot and try to pick up more for yourself, more picks for yourself, whatever the deal is. And if it's 9, if it's the Saints, then that's fine. I'm just worried that then if it's 9, it's like, okay, so it's Membu. Okay, so that's what we're doing. Like, I'd be more interested in them taking somebody at 9 and then trying to trade back up to the very late stages of the first round and going with Josh Connerly Jr. or somebody like that, because they're now those guys are even projected not to be around in the second round for your pick there. Like, that's not to get, like, too in the weeds with this, because it's starting to feel like Shime Dork country, but I do feel like, if you're looking at and you're hearing that's where the value is, then go where the value is. Don't force yourself to make a reach there at 4, especially when we talk so much about how bad they've been at drafting wide receivers, but the offensive line overall has not been much better, and it's hurting you just as much.
I've been banging on the drum to have the Patriots just stick and take BPA, best player available, at number 4, the whole line that the fan told me in the parking lot 2 years ago, quit getting fancy, just turn on Yahoo Auto Draft and walk away with the best players you can. The problem is, none of us know who that best player or best players is/are at this point. So what do you do? That's why the confusion comes in. By the way, I can tell you right now that it seems like everybody is universally agreeing that player is not Shedeur Sanders. This tweeted out just a while ago. Albert Breer said, quote, I'm hearing that he isn't a great athlete on tape, doesn't have exceptional arm talent, and too often does things that simply won't translate to the NFL game. Does that sound like people are going to want to jump up and take him at 4, or that he's even a first-round talent? Andy Hart has said he thinks he's going to fall in the first round, or maybe not even go in the first round. I'm starting to think that the Hart man might be right.
Is Andy basing that off the plot of Draft Day, the terrible movie that I watched 2 weeks ago?
I don't know if Andy's ever seen it. Can I let you in on a
I feel
a
like
secret?
That would be I've an Andy movie. You've never don't watch it.
I don't want to. I heard it's awful.
It's so, so bad. It's so bad. But one of the plot points, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this bad movie.
It's been a decade. It's fine.
And you're interested in watching a terrible movie, is that I'll just say a team passes on someone who everyone is locked in as the number one pick. And then once they pass on them, all the other teams pass on them and they start falling out of the first round.
Yeah, I'm not in. I don't think Sanders is going to be the guy. You got to hope that the New Orleans Saints see Ole Miss QB Jackson Dart as the can't-miss prospect and their future under center and want to move up. Otherwise, start learning to speak Will Campbell or Membu, bro. 617-779-7937. There's your telephone number to call in with your Patriots draft talk and draft thoughts just a week and a half away. It is also your text line, and we will share the best text messages of the day in the 5 o'clock hour and odds and ends as well. I see your calls are lining up, so let's hurry up and pay the bills. Hopefully Janice will be there this time. But first, before Janice, let's get you some Dan Ball trending sports news.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun. but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.